Ion Prescott is solely responsible for the content of this program.
Ladies and gentlemen of Prescott, it's time for a change. We, the people of this vibrant community, demand honest, upfront communication. No more beating around the bush or serving up half-baked solutions. We're here to shake things up, challenge the norms, and deliver unfiltered information with a healthy dose of irreverence and boundless curiosity. Our mission? To be your voice, to bring you all sides of the story, and yes, to inject a bit of humor into the mix. We're passionate about the quality of life in Prescott, and we know you are too. Join us as we embark on a journey to keep it real, keep it informative, and most importantly, keep it engaging. Welcome to our platform, where transparency meets a touch of wit. And now your hosts, Tony Hamer and Chad DeVries.
Hi, I'm Chad DeVries.
And I'm Tony Hamer.
We're here to provide you alternative views, insights, and provoke debate in the state of play in Prescott, Arizona.
And we're going to be challenging, irreverent. We might even add a touch of humor in
occasionally. Well, you're probably going to be irreverent.
Well, that means. Irreverent is, well, you're irreverent, aren't you?
Thank you. Thank you.
But we're going to be truthful, and we're going to add insights to what's happening in town.
Well, and I think we learned a lot, Tony, you and I, when we ran for city council.
Well, we met when we were both running for city council, and we supported each other in terms of our aims. And we lost horribly, but...
Yes, we did, so...
We did learn a few things, didn't you?
But now we're just jockeys.
Well, why not?
That's right.
The big thing I learned out of that election was, though... There's a very strong establishment here in Prescott.
Yes. Yep.
But there's also a tremendous need for understanding of what some of the fundamental issues are here in the city.
Well, and I think, you know, when we door knocked, I think it was over 3,500 doors, we really heard from the public, and they really don't know what's really going on in our town or our city. And I think, we heard from them, and that's why we're doing this right now.
Absolutely is. We want to make sure we've got an informed population, an informed set of citizens, and that they, as they go to make votes, for example, are going to vote for what is best for them.
Yep. And that's what Ion Prescott's all about.
So it's an eye on Prescott, huh?
Yeah.
No eyes? Not four
eyes? Well, we debated that a little bit. The eyes on Prescott, the eye on Prescott. So you see our logo. It's really great because it's got Thumb Butte in there. And, really excited about it because, you know, we've talked to a lot of people on the streets. And we're going to be doing that. We're going to be out in the public. We're going to be meeting with public officials. We're going to meet and talk about new restaurants and things happening in our community. And, everybody that we've talked to thought it was a great idea. And here you and I are. Again, and we can push it through.
And on Friday night here in Prescott, we're going to have a martini.
Cheers.
Cheers. So I'm Tony Hamer, and I'm an Englishman.
Really?
I was born just east of London and came over here in 1970. And I've done a lot of things around
this country. I was born in 1970.
Do you want to shut up and let me just proceed here?
Okay, keep going.
So I've been 18 years in Prescott right now, and I learned a lot over the last couple of years here. But my background's really in business development, growing businesses, helping people think through teaming, putting together the management and leadership of successful businesses. Had one of my businesses down in Brazil, which was a $1 billion business when I went in there as a consultant. 18 years later, I'd had an assignment with them every year in those 18 years. And now they're a $15 billion company.
Wow.
So we had tremendous success. I enjoyed traveling the world. But, you know, I've got a wonderful wife, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. We love Michelle.
She's on the Arizona watchdogs and making sure that we're trying to move forward in the school system so we get better performance from our students. So married to Michelle, got two grown boys, two fantastic daughter-in-laws. How many people can say that? You know, daughter-in-laws.
Right, yeah.
You know, usually you're at odds, but...
good for you, huh?
These are great girls. They really are. And two fantastic grandchildren as well. One in Denver and one in Phoenix. I've been a rugby player. I played rugby for 29 years.
That's the fake football that you guys do, right?
Well, yeah, it's fake, but if you look at this nose, it's sort of got rearranged a couple
of times. We call it football here, but you call it rugby, right?
It's rugby, but right. No, it's also soccer, and that's bigger game.
Yeah, they'll talk about my girls.
Are we going to watch
soccer.
Manchester United tomorrow?
Yeah, are you buying drinks?
Could do.
I got you on film.
What else do I do? I've got some classic cars, and I keep the old bangers running, so that's good fun. I'm an errant golfer. And
I'm not so much.
And I'm a cook and bottle washer.
You know, Tony's food is fantastic. If you ever need a smoked salmon or anything smoked, Tony's the guy. So I've been privileged to be at his house during those smoking and barbecues and all that kind of stuff. So it's been outstanding.
It's been great to have you and Tamea over as well. But tell us about you. Who the hell are you?
Yeah, right. Well, everybody should know. They saw it on social media and all the things that were said about me that weren't true. But anyhow, you know, I grew up in a small town in northern Michigan called Charlevoix. I've been in Arizona. I raised five kids down in the valley, North Scottsdale Cave Creek area. I've been here, 32 years since 1991. I started my journey in real estate back then. I've been a realtor for 29 years.
So you're a peddler. You're a salesman.
Yeah, I peddled. I'm a dirt guy. You know, I do sell homes, but I like to sell dirt. So someone called me Joe Dirt one day, and I didn't get offended because that's what I've done my whole career and stuff.
But, Chad, you know, the Dirt Man.
Yeah, Chad the Dirt Man. You know, I had five children. I raised them. I've got five grandchildren. I just got married to the love of my life, Tamea, and I inherited four beautiful stepdaughters.
We're both very lucky to have great wives.
They
even support us on this venture. Yes. You know?
I guarantee they're not going to watch it, though. But my four daughters, they're amazing. And, you know, one of the reasons I jumped in city council, just like, you know, you did, and was because I see what's happening to our city. I have girls here. I have a vested interest in this city. I have a business right now. You're, you know, sitting in my office here right at downtown at the square. My daughter has a business here. She is the youngest business owner in downtown at 18.
She's got a lovely candy store.
Yeah. And she's got
not good for your diabetes.
No, not at all. No, and she doesn't even have a sugarless candy yet. We're going to work on that. But, you know, experience in the school systems and all that. I came from a very small town, like I said, in northern Michigan, and I missed my roots, you know. And I come up here and I still tell everybody this is what I consider the last of Mayberry. And that's what I grew up like. You know, we waved, we had respect and integrity and all that. And we still have that in Prescott. And I love to see that, especially with the programming that the city puts on and the chamber and the downtown.
It's a vibrant community.
Yeah, very vibrant. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I do is I give back to the community. I've done that since I've been up here. You know, I'm part of Fellowship Christian Athletes, implementing our programs in the schools and sports. I'm the board chairman. I work with Agape House for the homeless, and the second board chair with House of Hope 316 for the elderly. So, you know, it's kind of a combination. That's why I love what we're doing, Tony, to give back this way, because, you know, we can shed light on what's happening in our city where people don't have to search for all these different pieces of information, and we can collectively put it together and distribute it in means that everybody can see it on different platforms.
We have a special perspective, I think, Chad, because we've been out there trying to understand what it is that the citizens want in this town. And we've come to a number of conclusions on that. But the primary one that is really the lack of good balanced information around major topics in town.
Yep.
And we're determined in terms of these podcasts and radio broadcasts to have a balanced view in terms of those situations. We're going to bring people in from both sides, politically, maybe economically, certainly socially. You know, that's what this thing's all about. It's to provide you, the citizen, are the best perspective that we can in terms of where we're going here. Well, our world seems to be in a hell of a mess these days, and I'm not just talking about Prescott, am I?
No. It's everybody knows it right now. You know, wake up in the morning and our world is crazy. But, you know, what we want to try to do is inform people so we can, you know, not let Prescott get too crazy.
Well, absolutely, you know. We think, and our conversations have led us to believe, that the people of Prescott have had enough in terms of the uncertainty in terms of our city and where we're going. What is the strategy? What's the picture of the future that's out there for
everybody? Well, it's like you, said, painting the picture, you know. And, you know, like I said, when we door knocked, we talked to numerous people. And, you know, people are kind of lost out there and where things are going, what's happening, and with our leadership in town, you know. But I do have to say that we do really have good leaders, as, you know, in the city. We really do.
But people don't want to run for public office. They've either been bitten before.
I wonder why, Tony.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Did you see when they put the devil horns on me and put me on Putin's horse? I was like, wow. I did like the Donald Trump hair, though. That was a funny one.
I tell you, that was...
My wife didn't like...
It was a hell of an improvement. It really was.
My wife didn't like when they put us as the Ken and Barbie and said we had all this Botox. Just so everybody knows, I have no Botox. But anyhow, you can see why people don't want to run, because...
Yeah.
Look what we faced in this. I mean, the lies and everything. People just attack you nowadays, you know, instead of running on your...
The lies, yeah. The deceit, the making up of stories, etc. Horrible stuff.
Right.
But we've got to have strong leadership here in Prescott.
Yeah.
And what we have right now, as evidenced by the last 10 days here, is a huge issue in terms of the leadership of the city at the city council level and at the mayor level.
Yeah.
So we've just had a mayor that's been re-elected for 2 years, and already he's in a recall battle. How about that?
Well, first day, right, after you got
first day. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And we're getting to that time, Tony, where we have to go to our first break and from our sponsors. And, you know, we got to keep the lights on here.
Oh, we get lights as well? Oh, that's fantastic.
That's right.
I tell you what, with this, the light here in Prescott and the scene behind us, it's great.
Yeah.
But here's our sponsor.
Yes.
Well, here's the idea of our show here. Usually on podcasts and radio and what have you, people come into the studio. We want to go out to the people. We don't want to capture people and bring them here. We want to capture their ideas. So we're going to go where they are.
Yeah.
So let's go and do that, let's
head on.
Have you got that big stick and microphone?
Yeah, I do. You know, we don't have those fancy headphones and everything, but we got the wireless mics and stuff, and we're going to go out there and join us out in the square. Until next time.
Look forward to you joining us next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you think of this mayoral recall?
I think it's a little bit overblown, you know.
Why is it overblown?
Well, I mean, there was really no explanation for the firing of the regional airport director. And I guess he had words with the city manager.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think... You know, they had their words. Now there's an investigation, I guess, and we'll kind of find out what was said. But I guess I understand people thought he may have overstepped his bounds a little bit by calling for her resignation, but he didn't fire her, right? He just said, I don't like your behavior, and I think you should be gone. So
I believe he asked for a resignation letter from her.
Yeah.
How about you, ma'am?
I let him talk.
Yeah.
You're going to let
him talk? She doesn't read the local papers.
Well, thank goodness. It might bias you, right?
Yeah, it's true.
But what do you think's the one thing that we should be doing here in Prescott which is not being done right now?
Oh. It seems like they're addressing a lot of the issues. The water is a concern, but they seem to be trying to address the water situation. That's always my number one concern, being a resident, and water's life, right?
Yeah, water is life.
Yeah. So
you got to have a 100-year plan.
Yeah, I think they've had one a while back, but it probably needs to be refreshed.
Yeah.
You know, like so many things.
Everything needs refreshing eventually, doesn't it?
Yes.
Kenyon, what do you think about this mayoral recall, which is... on top of us right now?
I don't know what's happening.
You don't know what's happening. Okay, Prescott, one thing you would change?
One thing I would change, more public transportation and like walkability downtown. I think that our density levels right now are pretty good. I really like our zoning regulations. It's nice that I can build a fourplex wherever I want, but I would rather have it so that we could get some more density downtown. I understand that means changing historic buildings, but I think that we can preserve the history of Prescott while maintaining some degree of transportation and density.
So you'd like to see some of the older buildings be renovated, refurbed inside, and brought about as lower cost housing in the downtown area?
And I think that one area we could definitely do that with is the mall. I mean, I know it's a private development, but the city has an amount of money, and I think that it would be interesting to see that redeveloped as low-cost housing, because we do have a lot of need for that at the current moment.
Well, thank you very much. That's very interesting. Appreciate it.
Yes.
You'll be on the podcast. It's called Eye on Prescott. What's the one thing that you would change about Prescott from what you know, young lady?
The one thing I'd change about Prescott,
You're okay with it?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
The one thing that I would change is go back to the way it was in the 80s and the 90s, you know, where there was fewer people.
Quieter,
people.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
This is a small town.
Right.
And of course, it's still, you see the parking is hectic. You know, there's so many people, you know, when there's events, you can't get around at all because there's like 120,000 people now in the Tri-Cities, and it's crazy. So, yeah, I'd go back to that.
Ship the people out. You'd take 20,000 people and just ship them out, would you?
No, I couldn't do that because I'm one of them. I came here in 2008. My aunt and uncle lived here since
she wants you gone, you know.
She does.
Longer than me.
I've been here longer than her. It's like, so no, that's just my fantasy. If I had a way to change it, that I would do that. But would I ship them out? No, I wouldn't do that because then I would have to ship myself out as well. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play the hero.
You're going to stay around.
I'll stay around.
Attaboy.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you so much, you guys. Appreciate it. And I need to ask you some questions about local politics.
Local politics?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first question is...
Are you serious? That's recording.
What do you think about the Feel Good recall?
I was just listening to that on the radio coming in. I have always liked Phil. From what I understand, from what he was saying, there's a lot of hearsay going on.
Right.
And most of it is hearsay. So I have not seen anyone who said that, you know, any facts. I haven't seen any facts.
There's a wonderful letter from Eric Moore, who lays out some of the big issues in terms of his behavior around the Robin Sobota and Katie Gregory piece.
Yes.
It's a letter. I'll get you a copy of that. I think, you know, I'm in the middle on this one. I really am. So that's why we're asking the question, people that we know and respect. And, you know.
I've met Phil Good many times. I've talked to him. He's a retired military guy like I am.
Yeah. That doesn't make him good or bad, though, Gary.
I understand that, but I kind of lean towards that. But I haven't seen any facts that would corroborate what's going on. So
good. What's the one thing you would say to Phil at this point that he needs to do?
Stick with it. Keep going. I mean, again, I listened to him all the way from my house to here, about 20 minutes he was talking, and most of it was hearsay. Most of it was by people who were not in the room when he said what he said.
May have said what he said.
Or may have said what he said, yes. I understand. That's all I have to say about that.
Cool.
you know, the recall election is being proposed and needs to go through a process to get there. How do you feel about this whole recall election?
Well, the thing about recall that I like, especially here in Yavapai County and in Arizona, is that it's not a new thing. This is something that we, the people here in Yavapai County and specifically in Prescott, have done many times before. We've had a number of recalls in the Quad City area where we've said, you know what, we elected you to do a job and you're not doing your job and we're going to pull you out. And so we've done that before. So I like it. I think it's a good sign that the people are starting to wake up and pay more attention to what's going on in politics.
Why do you think it's necessary at this time? What is it that went on that shouldn't have gone on, and why is a recall necessary?
Well, any time that you have an elected official that is not doing what they said that they were going to do. You know, we've seen this for years. You know, we see it on the federal scale all the time. You know, how many times have we heard a president say, "I will never raise taxes"? Next thing they do, sign in taxes. So, in this particular situation, I would say that the discussion is that, you know, Mayor Good said that he was going to do a certain number of things, and he's either not doing them or he's doing a piss poor job of them. And so the people have had enough, and they say, all right, we're not going to wait another 2 years or 4 years. We want you out. We need somebody else in here who's going to do what we need you to do. He rode pretty high on that anti-Mangarelli thing for a while, but that's over. And now we have to see you for who you are. And what are you doing? Are you doing what we asked you to do, or are you not? And the people say you're not. So let's remove it.
Wow, Tony, that was impressive. All the people on the streets and several people you talked to. And, you know, again, people are needing more information, and really think Phil Good, Mayor Good, needs to step up and, you know, and communicate more with the public.
Yeah, absolutely, Chad. You know, Phil must step up and step out in terms of communications. Doing his weekly report isn't getting to anybody. It's getting to less than 100 people. So we're offering him here a chance to come in and talk with us, and he gets to a lot more people as we spread this show around.
Well, and like people said, even on the trail, everything's confusing and the lack of messaging here. And, you know, and we've invited Phil, what, I think about 3 times right now. We'd love to have Phil on the show, and we want to hear his side of the story. And, you know, we got a little tidbit of our next show, which is very exciting, next Saturday, Stan Golengoski, which you call Stan G. And, you know, I think that's a great way to segue into it. But let's take a listen to that, and hopefully you guys will get excited about our next show.
Well, before we go there, let's just quickly think about a young man who on that set of interviews really got into transportation, public transportation, as being an area he wanted to see some attention paid to that. And over in Prescott Valley, they've been doing more than that. They've put in a very nice transportation system. And also the young man mentioned and went into affordable housing, especially with the older buildings downtown. Let's do a renovation in terms of older buildings, keep the outside shell, which gives us the character of those buildings. But he brought in those great items there. But you've tried to get me to this already. You want to talk about Stan G. You know, Chad, this has been a very intense period for how to manage the city really well. And we've just got into a lot of problems here. You know, city council has proved they don't know how to retain executive search. They don't know how to hire new people. They don't know how to integrate them into a team. And they just don't know how to manage people and expenditures very well.
I know. And then you, Tony, look into the priorities. What are the priorities for the city? They're not easy to identify. Each department has goals and objectives. You know, we got to look at modern business management and smart objectives. We're not there yet. So,
you know, that was one of our hopes that Katie Gregory would lead us higher. And I know you and I are excited about that when we met her.
Absolutely. You know, this whole thing has taken the council and staff way away from their priorities. Yeah, we've got a general plan which is coming along, but this really needs some help. How does it take 3 years to develop a 10-year plan? My goodness, if we asked city council to manage time, we would never get to the weekend.
It's probably good we didn't. It's probably good that we didn't get in, right, Tony?
Seriously, we need a general plan by statute, and we need something that's actionable, and people need to take accountability for that. What we're going to get is a collaborative community vision, a collection of goals and procedures to achieve the vision. We're going to get a tool for decision makers, developers, business, and citizens, and a framework for general planning. Well, whoopee-doo. Is that really what we need? That's what's on the website.
You know, like I was just talking about, Tony, is the priorities. We must turn our attention to the priorities in our town, you know? You know, what are the council's priorities? Does the open meeting law prevent the council from achieving good performance? Is it effective in keeping decision-making in the open? I mean, those are, you know, great things that, you know, we'd like to know.
You know, the open meeting law goes two ways. It does stop the smoke-filled room decision-making. But on the other hand, it doesn't allow people to work together to get the best solutions. So we've got to be concerned about that. But in the spirit of openness and transparency, isn't that what we're doing here? I'd like to know, what are the liabilities that the city has at this point in time? Every council meeting you go to, there's a disagreement or a concern or a legal entanglement. What are all these lawsuits out here that are filed against the city? Well, where is the value of those lawsuits? What's the probability that they will happen? Maybe we should file a FOIA request and find out what the list of overall liabilities are. So for me, this whole thing is about, let's manage the city better. And we just heard from the public. They want it managed better as well.
We're excited about next week's guest, Stan Golengoski, or as Tony calls him, Stan G. We want to hear what Stan has to say about being the opposing candidate against Mayor Good, is, you know, and their recall petition, and why, what he feels and how his leadership's going to be different than the current mayor, Phil Good. We were very excited about Stan gave us the time to come in and talk with us. And, you know, we hope that the mayor will do the same thing so we can get both sides of the story. And that's what I and Prescott's all about. So here we go and listen to a tidbit of Stan on next week's show. Stan, there's one thing I want to play for you. This was on KYCA, a PM show the other day on December 12th with Phil Good and Connie Cantelmi and Jason Zenzaletta.
Six times.
I just want to play. This is about, I don't know, maybe 40 seconds. And I just want your opinion after hearing Mr. Phil Good speak this.
I'd like to start this off just by saying that, sadly, this is sort of politics as usual, where people who don't like you for whatever reason come up with reasons to come after you. The fact that one of the organizers is already announcing that he wants to run against me for mayor tells you just about everything you know about the effort. People know that I work hard at this job as your mayor. I do what I think is right for Prescott. And I won't let myself, our council, or our city be bullied by people who want to force their ideas on us instead of debating them and persuading people the way they should under our American system of representative government.
So obviously there's a lot to be said there.
Yeah.
The one thing that the key I saw was bullied, because, you know, that's one of the reasons I know that there's a, you know, one of the things on your website about bullying.
Correct.
But I also, the debating, you know, and Tony and I were talking after this. I'll let you answer in a second.
Yeah.
But we'd love to see a debate.
You've been listening to Eye on Prescott. We adore living here, and we want to be your voice to ask the tough questions, hold officials accountable, and you'll never hear us running from a debate. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon on Eye on Prescott.
Eye on Prescott is solely responsible for the content of this program.